Today on Take 5, we talk about tough issues facing veterans now and in the past. From military sexual abuse experienced by female vets to lessons learned from how soldiers were treated after the unpopular Vietnam War. 1110 KBND News spoke in depth with Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs spokesman Mike Allegher.
Women's veterans of today, a lot of it we're hearing about, and again, from a male veteran's perspective as much as anything, you hear a lot about that there is PTSD among women as well who served in combat areas or even non-combat areas. One of the things we hear a lot about, mainly from the older women veterans, is military sexual trauma, MST. A lot of women went through a stage in the veteran from the 50s through even the 80s and maybe even into the 90s when males still kind of rule the roost, and whereas there were 10 or 12% of the population were female veterans then, where it's closer to 17%, now 16%, they didn't have the empowerment probably to stand up for themselves as much, and many times took a lot of physical and emotional abuse.
Going forward, how are we helping those kinds of situations?
Well, I know there's a lot of counseling that goes on, especially at the VA level right now. There's a large concern, especially among county veteran service officers, the VA, the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs as well, for the emotional and physical health of all veterans, especially women veterans, because they may be a little more reluctant to come forward about certain issues. That's why a lot of the clinics that you have now, where veterans clinics are, depending on where they're at, have ensured that there are females there that are trained to counsel with female veterans, because female veteran is not going to tell a male veteran all of her problems, and we need to have everything taken care of so we can help them.
Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Today, we are talking in depth with Mike Allegher, who is with the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. We're talking about the lingering effects of combat. Many women are reporting what's called military sexual abuse, or MSA, after many years of being in sometimes a hostile, male-dominated environment. And others still deal with trauma from the Vietnam War and the abuse they suffered from fellow Americans when they returned home. Just recently, soldiers throughout the country were honored on March 30th. It's called Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, a new national movement to make up for the past, held about 40 years after the troops returned home.
Well, I think we're in a generation of people that may have forgotten how important Vietnam, the service of Vietnam veterans was. And at the time, they were jeered and ridiculed when they came home from fighting. And I think a lot of Central Oregon Vietnam veterans would agree that having a day like this to remember their service, their sacrifice, their emotional and physical sacrifice 40 years later is very important.
Do you have a sense of how many Vietnam veterans we have in Oregon?
Well, the number is somewhere between 117 and 120,000. I would say more than 118,000 Vietnam veterans currently is estimated that are in Oregon. And a lot of them are right there in the Central Oregon area as well. I think they're seeing that the veterans of today, the active duty, the Guard Reservists, they're being treated much better than they were treated, and which is long past due. I also think that this day helps to memorialize and to remember the Vietnam veterans who weren't treated well when they came home, to let them know now that this generation thinks differently of how they were treated 30 to 40 years ago.
Do you think that their story of how they were treated actually has helped the current soldiers not have to go through that?
I think most of us would believe that what happened to Vietnam veterans in the 60s and 70s when they came home is one of the main reasons why the soldiers of today, when they come home from their service in the desert, Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever it might be, the Far East, they're treated differently and better because veterans who weren't treated well are standing behind those that are coming home today.
And can those Vietnam vets help the soldiers that are just coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq?
Shared experiences from men in their 60s and 70s who served in Vietnam would go a long, long ways to encourage other people who have served in the past 10 or 15 years in the military, especially those who have had combat situations that they've had to deal with.
Again, that was Mike Allegher with the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, featured on today's